if the Catholic Church is right in placing Mary second only to Jesus, with dogmas and doctrines and feast days, why is there not more about the Blessed Virgin Mary in the New Testament? This is a legitimate question, and we're going to discuss this today. Welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. Before we get going on today's program, I want to invite you to email us with any of your questions regarding the Mother of Jesus. We want to hear what's going on in your mind about the Mother of Jesus, about the program, and questions, and even the hardest questions you can come up with of doctrines regarding Mary, devotion, anything regarding Our Lady is part of the gamut. So if you have questions regarding the Mother of Jesus and you want to get them taken on the program, write to us at marycast@airmaria.com. That's marycast@airmaria.com. And we'll work your questions in, because if you've got a question, there's probably another 100 or 200 or 300 people listening that have the same question. So be bold and brave and give us your question so we can address it and it can be part of the program. Now, to the issue of Mary in the New Testament, I have to tell you, it's a thrill to talk about Our Lady in the New Testament, because I'm reminded of the words of Cardinal Newman when he was asked this: where's Mary in the New Testament? He said, the Virgin Mary is on every page of the New Testament. Every time you have an act of faith, every time there's a virtue, every time there's something that pleases Jesus in discipleship, that's Mary. But we can be more specific, and we can say, where exactly is the Mother of Jesus revealed? Let's return to our opening question. Why not more ink? Why aren't there more references? Why aren't things more developed? I don't see the Immaculate Conception in my biblical concordance. I don't see the Assumption of Mary that Paul or Jesus or anyone else talks about. Why not more quantity regarding Mary in the New Testament? Well, there's at least three very important reasons why there is not more quantity of Our Lady in the New Testament. The first reason should be, I think, somewhat obvious to us all. The primacy of the New Testament had to be on the God-man. It had to be on Jesus Christ. Most people would say, most historians and theologians would say, that when Jesus is walking the earth and he's spreading the message of the gospel, that the majority of people do not accept him. Now, we don't have exit polls from the Sermon on the Mount or other presentations of our Lord, so we don't know that with certainty, but we do know that a great many people did not accept the divinity of Jesus Christ. When they saw him in the flesh, they heard him speak, they saw the miracles. So if that's the case, that Jesus does not win over many hearts while he's on earth, how important it is that his primacy be set before you bring in another individual in a major way. Could you imagine Jesus saying, yes, I'm God, I'm going to save you from your sins, and now let me tell you about my mother. She's the Immaculate Conception. She's a perpetual virgin. She's a assumed woman at the end of her life. She's the Mother of God, since I'm God, and she's co-redemptrix, mediatrix, advocate, and queen. I'm just getting going. This would not be the way. This would detract from the primacy of Jesus. My friends, if I promise you anything, I promise you nothing hurts the heart of Mary more than when anything regarding her detracts from the glory and the victory of Jesus Christ. So when we're talking about Mary and quantity in Scripture, first of all, she had to play a completely subordinate role to Jesus. In a nutshell, that means without proper adoration of Jesus as the God-man, you do not have proper veneration of Mary. So the primacy of Jesus had to be respected, and the Holy Spirit understood that, and it is respected. Secondly, the role of Mary also brings forward this concept that if too much is said too soon, what's the possibility that they'll treat Mary like they treated Paul in Athens, made him a god? You're talking about a huge number of Gentile people who almost habitually, when they honor someone, they tend to make them a god or goddess. There was a real danger of Mary, had Jesus revealed everything about her, being raised to a level of a goddess. I want to give you an example that happened about 15 years ago. I was in Calcutta and I was talking with Mother Teresa, who was a very strong supporter of the movement to proclaim Our Lady as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, as a solemn definition, as a dogma. And when I went down to Mother's in Calcutta in 1993, in this process, she had six presentations offered for the dogma. And one of her sisters, we were driving in the little jeep that we drove through Calcutta together in, and one of the sisters was telling me that there was a temple, a Hindu temple, that was very close to where Mother's first house for the dying was. And the priest of that temple got very ill, and his illness was difficult. There was a stench, and there were sores. It was so grisly that the people of the temple kicked the priest out. Well, at that point, Mother Teresa got him and brought him in, and she personally had a major role in nursing him back to health. Well, the first thing that happened when the Hindu priest returned to the temple was he made Mother Teresa a goddess, and he worshipped her as a goddess, and it doesn't matter how much Mother protested, he kept doing it. So if that's what they're going to do to Mother Teresa, what are they going to do to the Mother of God? And that's why it was important that Mary's subordinate role be kept without question subordinate and not too fundamentally in the picture. Third reason why there's not more Mary in the New Testament, as the great German theologian Matthias Schieben tells us, is that Mary was to be the example of hidden holiness for all generations. That's right. That's something we need more today than ever. We're in an age, my friends, of billboards and advertisement and massive media and lawyers defending us if there's anything wrong, quick suits, all these other elements of promotion. We need an idea of the opposite, the antithetical. We need hidden holiness. Mary was to forever be the example of hidden holiness. She said yes to the will of God. She had the Savior with her for 30 years. Now imagine that. What do you think the Holy Family talked about? You've got the seed of wisdom. You've got incarnate Jesus. You've got Saint Joseph. Mary, who already was the seed of wisdom, she had so much information, so much truth, so much insight that she received from Jesus. Who better to go on a speaking tour than the Blessed Virgin? And yet it was not her call. Her call was a call of motherhood. And I sometimes will comment regarding an experience my wife and I have had several times. I call it the "and what do you do" syndrome. This is when someone will come up to you, someone new, and they'll say to me, "Well, what do you do?" And I'll say, "Oh, I teach," or whatever. And then they'll look at my wife. It seems to always be right when she's tending one of our eight children and really being a mother and really tending and doing the needs that a mother does, that they'll say, excuse me, "and what do you do?" And I always said, "Beth, you know, I wish you'd give the proper theological answer so I can give you my doctorate." And that answer is, see, I nurture and raise God's images, and that's more important than any social career. That's the vocation of motherhood. The mother, in my opinion, the vocation of motherhood is second only to priesthood and religious, because in terms of sanctity, in terms of holiness, because your sacrifices are hidden from the world. No one's going to look at a newspaper and find a headline saying, "Mother stayed up all night with sick kid." It's not going to happen. And yet you did it over and over and over as a mother. That's holiness. Well, the Blessed Mother was to be the example of hidden holiness for all generations. So this too is, as the great Matthias Schieben tells us, this too is a reason why Our Lady is hidden. So first of all, Jesus always has to be first. Secondly, Mary could not become a goddess, and it would be so easy for that to happen in the apostolic times, especially with the Gentiles. Thirdly, the model of holiness. Having said that, my friends, while there's not more quantity, there's the greatest quality of revelation of Mary in the New Testament, except for Jesus. And I can capstone that. We're going to talk more about that, but I capstone that because Mary is integral in the incarnation, the first pillar of the New Testament, and she's integral at the redemption, at Calvary, the second pillar of the New Testament. Mary will be saying to us, "Do whatever he tells you," throughout this, and we're going to explore these. Thanks. God bless you.